Hey, welcome everybody to What a Nerd Podcast. This is Quick Hits. This is the pod before the pod. I just wanted to get out a couple episodes before the podcast. It's just some stuff that's been happening in the news because we probably won't be able to get it on the next pod. So this is just some quick hits. So I just wanted to get into some recent news that came out about Twitch deleting thousands of videos off their platform due to a copyright infringement. So Twitch has been on a bit of a deleting spree recently because they've been getting a bunch of complaints about music being used in streamers' videos. And again, I kind of figured this was going to happen just because, I mean, the music industry is kind of scraping for whatever they can scrape for to get as much money as they can. So when they see people playing the music free on the platforms and there's no money being generated from it, but there's being compensation being paid to the streamers, I always figured that was going to be an issue. One esport journalist tweeted out that Twitch DMCA bloodbath has began. And he says that it seems as if they've already started to delete thousands upon thousands of videos. And even Twitch has recently put out, he posted the email that Twitch put out. And it says, we are writing you to inform you that your channel was subject to one of or more of these DMC takedown notifications and that the content identified has been deleted. We recognize that by deleting this content, we're not giving you an option to file a counter notification or seek protection from the rights of the holder. In consideration of this, we have processed these notifications and we're issuing you a one-time warning. Again, people know better. And Twitch is just part of a long list of companies who are starting to realize that you can't just take music that's not yours, and they do understand. But it's weird to me that they just now starting to deal with this, because I've watched some streamers, and I mean, they always kind of got like an album or something playing. It's never been such an issue, but I do see how this can be an issue. This is even some of the stuff I've been dealing with as far as even putting together my podcast, where I've recorded something, I've had music, but then I look at it and I'm like, okay, that music's not copywritten or that music's not been paid for. And I've always thought, as long as you're not being paid and being compensated for whatever the music's being played in, I always figured it wasn't that big of a deal. But I guess so, especially when you see people on Twitch playing music and they got people who donate or give money to them, so I guess they are seeing some type of revenue from it. But hey man, Twitch is deleting their accounts, they're putting the clamp down on a lot of streamers, and I mean, I'm not surprised. I figured this would happen. As far as them not giving people a chance to dispute this or go against it, I guess they just kind of figure, hey, you know, we know that this music isn't yours, so we're just gonna go ahead and delete it. But I do find it strange, because I know most of the time, anytime a company gets a complaint sent to a creator, or I mean, in this case, a streamer, I would figure they would at least give that person a chance to dispute it or see if maybe there was some instance of, you know, maybe they was given the right to play the music or not. But I guess in this case, Twitch just said to hell with it. We're not taking any chances. We don't want any crazy lawsuits, because everybody knows, as soon as the music industry gets going, it is a no-go for there. So, I don't know. It seems crazy to me that they won't even at least allow people to dispute it. But, I mean, again, like I said, I understand. It's a money issue, and nobody wants to play with the music industry right now, because, as usual, they're scraping together anything to get any type of money in this industry, just because of the whole streaming wars amongst all the big streaming companies and the music companies. So, I mean, and that's a different conversation for a different podcast and not this one. So, moving on to my next topic, I wanted to get into the recent news about the PlayStation 5 possibly listening to you, which isn't really a big shocker, but a lot of players in the gaming community was a little concerned. PlayStation issued a statement stating that please be aware that voice chats and parties may be recorded and sent to us by other users. By participating in voice chats, you agree that your voice will be recorded. They also stated that these recorders will be used for safety purposes. Only under the PlayStation safety codes. Yeah, right. PlayStation know that that's full of malarkey on that one. So they know fans wasn't really happy about that answer. So they, in a recent blog post, they stated that voice chat recording for moderation is a feature that will be available on the PlayStation 5 when it launches, and will enable users to record their voices on the PlayStation 5 and submit it to moderations for reviews. The pop-up that you will see on your PlayStation 4 right now will let you know when you are participating in a chat with a PlayStation 5 user. They may submit your recordings to the from the PlayStation 5. They also added that please note that this feature will not actively monitor or listen to your conversations ever, and it is strictly reserved for reporting online abuse or harassment. Okay, so Sony's pretty much giving us the don't worry about it, don't pay attention to the light, or don't pay attention to the recording, and they're saying that other players could possibly record you if you're harassing or being a bit of a nuisance on while you're playing online, which sounds all fine and dandy. It sounds like they're pretty much rocking everybody to sleep. I'm never the person that believes that companies, whatever they tell you, is what they're telling you. I always think there's like a little bit of truth and a little bit of a lie in there. They know that fans aren't, well, I don't know why people care anymore, because pretty much our devices, our phones, our Alexas, whatever you have, everything's listening to us all the time, you know. So I mean, this is nothing new to me. Like, I feel like this is just something that another piece of technology to keep its eyes on us, or hear what we're saying and hear what we're doing. So I do like that Sony kind of rushed out to at least put some answers to some of the questions that gamers was having, or concerns that gamers were having on this problem. But I really don't see it being I really don't see people caring about it later on down the line. I mean, like I said, I power everything down just because of the fear of everything listening. No, I don't have anything to hide, but also I'm not comfortable with the government being that deep into my life, even though they are already as deep in my life as they possibly can get. But one thing that did kind of stand out to me that I thought was kind of strange about this was the fact that it's PlayStation 4 users that are getting the notification about PlayStation 5 people recording or possibly recording them. There's no PlayStation 5s out in the wild that I know of, but again, it's the conspiracy theory of me going off, so I don't get it. But I do understand Sony wanting to make a fast and easier way for people to record abuse. I've seen videos of female gamers playing and being harassed by a bunch of male gamers, where they've gotten completely disrespectful. They've made her log out, quit, stop playing, and it's unfortunate that people get that crazy on games. It does happen mostly in the battle royals, the first person shooter games, where it's all online. You tend to get a younger crowd who doesn't really have filters or know how to restrain themselves from saying very inappropriate and just bullying someone, not knowing when to let up off of the gas. Or when you beat somebody, you should probably just let it go and move on. And most gamers, when you're that young, I've suffered from it too as a young age, where it's just sometimes you just don't know when to stop. So you just keep going in until you don't even realize that the person that you're dealing with on the other side of the world is taking all of that in. So anyway, so that'll be the end of this. That was a quick pod. I just wanted to get some quick information out there to the people and let them know before the pod. So this is the pod before the pod. And so, as always, say, welcome to What a Nerd Podcast, where nerds can be nerds. Peace.